Now, can you tell me when you started quilting and how you started quilting?
Oh, I started quilting back in, about from a child.
Is that right?
My mother taught us how to sew. I couldn't use a thimble. And she would make us use a thimble. On the kind of, she said, you can't quilt without using a thimble. So she'd make us use thimble. Well, as years rolled around and after I got married, we didn't get hold of scrap. And we weren't able to buy them. And I would use a lot of flower sacks, you know, and sometimes dye them. And like that, I got a quilt here now. I quilted it. Now, he's quilted in 39.
Is that right?
But I kept that quilt for a pattern to learn how to make my other quilts by. And so the coat house doorstep, I have never had a pattern for that. My mother just showed me how to make it, and we automatically made it by heart. And these other quilts, just strips and string quilts, we don't have no pattern. I don't even have a pattern book. What I do is just by heart. Because I wasn't never looking to sell none or nothing of the kind like that. I would just make them. And after my husband got sick, and my mother was with me sometime too, and both of them was sitting in and I couldn't get out, and that's what I would concentrate on, making quilt. I would set up sometime to 1 and 2 o'clock, sewing on my quilt.
Isn't that interesting? So the early ones you used to quilt, is that the idea?
Yes, I used to quilt. Mm-hmm. But I found out that that was a little bit harder than tacking. And after my mother, she the one, learned me how to tack. And I commenced tacking. Mm-hmm. I could tack about 3 quilts, because I think I was kind of upset when I, you know, be tacking so rapid. But I can tack after everything is ready. About 2 or 3 a day if I stayed at it. But I'd always be waiting on the seat when I'd be working at my quilt.
Is that right? People who weren't feeling well, you'd be sitting up with them and you'd do your quilts?
Yeah, with my mother and my husband, I didn't never go around. I mostly stayed right at home, you know, and did that. Mm-hmm. And that's about, looked like to me that was a more consolation to me. To take quilts and sew on quilts and anything else.
When you quilted at home, did you used to quilt at quilting frames?
Yes, I used quilting frame. And my frame, since they built these late houses, you didn't have nowhere to hang your frames up. So now my frame is over at my mother's home over there in Jacksonville, Georgia. I left my frames over there. That's the last quilting I did was at her house. She'd always want us to come, her health was real bad, and she would want us to come and quilt with her, and she would help us. And so that's where my frames is right today.
So you don't tack with a frame then?
No, I lay it on the bed, because I don't have nowhere to hang a frame. Mm-hmm. And so I just roll them on the bed, and that's where I tack on the bed. I have never tried to quilt on the bed. I don't think I could do so good at it. Because in tacking, you use your old sheets, your old blankets, your old pillowcases, and things like that. I never use cotton, because I'm too afraid cotton will bundle up when you wash.
So you use as your filler an old sheet or an old blanket or something, and then
yes.
You have your quilt top, your old sheet or blanket, and then you have your lining.
Yes.
What do you use for the lining?
Well, I usually buy linings. Different, when I can find a sale on at different places, I buy my lining. And sometimes dye them if I don't have the right type. But material, after Belk went out of business, material done got so high, I ain't able to buy the lining. So that just slowed me down.
Sure, I can understand.
And my eyes is not as good. I used to sew at night, but I got to the place I can't hardly thread my needle at night.
Yeah, well, I have that trouble all the time. when you were at home and making quilts with your mother, the pattern you remember most making with your mother is the courthouse steps, is that it?
Courthouse door steps. Well, I got different blocks, just blocks,
okay.
And little stars. I got the bow tie.
Uh-huh.
You know, quite naturally, you have to use an old quilt. I look at her old quilts and cut me a pattern from that.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. When you quilted them with your mother, what kind of quilting pattern did you use?
Well, we didn't never use no pattern. We just, I declare blue sky.
Is that right? Did you do quilt in straight lines or diagonally?
Oh, you mean the quilt?
The quilt in itself.
Well, we would always make a kind of a rainbow like era. We'd always come like this.
Yeah.
And go around.
You didn't have a special name for that pattern, huh?
No.
You didn't.
No, we didn't. Well, I guess there's names for it, but we didn't have no book, and we didn't know the names.
Yeah, so you just always did it in this. Did you used to, did you mark it off with a piece of chalk or anything? Do you remember doing that?
Uh-uh.
No, you just quilt it
uh-huh.
in that way.
Well, see, we didn't do no extra fancy quilting.
Yeah.
Now, my mother would. She have quilted just rolls, she say, at the time, just, you know, straight little line about a square. But now I have a never.
You didn't do that.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, can we look at some of your quilts and your patterns now?
Yes, we can look at some of them. Now, this is the courthouse door step. Now, we don't have no pattern for that. At least now my mother told us how to make that.
Isn't that beautiful?
See, you strip it.
Mm-hmm.
According to the material you have.
How do you mean? What do you mean you strip it according to the material?
See, sometimes you have enough material to make it out of two different colors, but most of the time you don't. You know how to make it, but sometimes you ain't got the right material to make it out of them two. And it takes a good bit of material to make it out of two colors.
It sure does. Well, that's a beautiful one.
Now, this is supposed to be Lone Star.
Is that right? Yeah, that's what you call a Lone Star, huh? Mm-hmm. Isn't that nice? And you pieced all of these by hand?
No.
You pieced them on the machine?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. On the machine and by hand.
And by hand.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes
I'm doing it by hand, and sometimes I'm at the machine.
Now, was this one done by the machine or
machine.
By?
Machine.
That was by machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty. What about the courthouse
nice.
Steps?
The courthouse step. It was by machine.
It was.
I
uh-huh.
did it by the machine.
Uh-huh.
Now you can tell that this ain't the right filling out for this career. But that was the material I had.
Oh.
See, that's too much meat. This is supposed to be in a solid color.
But you didn't have that, so you used the pattern. Yeah, I see.
I just used what I had.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Now, this is a little star that my sister-in-law, she was making one. And quite naturally, we just sit down and get us a piece of paper and cut us a little pattern.
Oh, you did. So you made this pattern up yourself, huh?
Well, my sister-in-law had this. I guess she might have had a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see I sewed some of this with my hand.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you just strip it. Just map out and strip it like you want or like you can. Like I say, you don't have the material to fix it up just like you want. And you just use your scraps.
That's right. That's right. So where do you get your scraps?
Where do I get? First one neighbor and another, just like people sewing in first one place like that, they'll give them to you.
Yeah.
If they don't sew no quilts, well, they'll give them to you. And like I said, I used to every once in a while go to Beck's when they put on a real sale and get some pieces that away.
Mm-hmm.
But you know I couldn't go full.
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Well, that's real handsome. Those are real handsome.
Well, I see that's out of just all different kind of little scraps and all different little colors. You just scrapping up what you have.
That's right. That's right. That's what makes it. Do you want me to turn this over? So it's on you a little bit there.
Well, I'm doing all right.
Are you doing okay? Okay.
Now this is just a strike. Now this, I think.
Whoops, you're gonna fall over on you.
I think I'll take these down. These are more or less the quilts I took off of my
Can feet. I help you with that?
No, I'll just do it.
Okay.
Just peel them.
Now that looks like a handsome one. This one you took off your bed.
Well, that's what that come off my bed.
Is that
and
right?
That's an old quilt.
Yeah.
I see that one is quilt.
It sure is, isn't it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's quilted in kind of squares almost, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just quilted. Like I say, I didn't do no fancy quilting.
I'd say, yeah. That's interesting, yeah.
You see what kind of lining I got?
What is that?
Sack lining.
Is that right? Isn't that nice? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I like that. That's nice. That's real pretty. It's pretty to have in your bed something like that.
Well, you don't never see it. Now, this is one. This is, didn't come off of the bed. This is something. Just a square, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Just a square block.
That's handsome. Mm-hmm. What's this one that came off the bed right here?
That's a quilt. A friend of mine was showing me how to make it. Teaching me how to make it. Now you see what kind of blocks I got in there? You can tell every block that she made. She gave me these blocks.
Yeah.
And she could do some neat little something. Well, see, I didn't have enough scraps at the time to make it like I sure know to. You can just turn over and see every block that she made. She gave me these. But I don't even know.
How can you tell the difference between yours and hers?
Hers so much neat on mine.
Oh.
See, hers a whole lot neat on mine. And they're prettier scraps. Now, all them pretty blocks, she give them to me.
Is that right? Huh. So she, what did she call this pattern? Did she have
I
a name for it?
I don't even know. She just told me she had some blocks. See, by me not having a book, I don't know what the name of these is.
Yeah.
She just give me the blocks, and I just finished out enough to make me a quilt. Well, my scraps wasn't pretty. I didn't have no pretty scrap. But after she gave me these blocks, then I just went to work and took my blocks and made enough to make me a top.
Huh. Well, that's real pretty. It's all on nice white fabric with strips in between.
Well, I didn't want them many strips. It didn't do to be these many strips, but I didn't have enough blocks.
Right.
And see, I just had to finish it with the white.
Huh.
And I think this is about that. No, this is plain. I thought I had the bow tie. Yeah, it is. Now this is just cut, just like I say, like we do the other pattern. My mother had that pattern. No, my sister-in-law.
Ah, huh. So that's the bow tie, right?
That's the bow tie.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Now, do you do strip quilts, too?
What?
Strip, just in plain strips?
Well, these here.
Yeah.
Just plain strips.
That's what those are?
Uh-huh.
Can I see one of those? Hmm. That one's made out of corduroy.
Mm-hmm.
How about that, huh?
That's good, tough material.
Well, I bet that's warm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Look at that. Hmm. Isn't that pretty? Isn't that nice? Mm-hmm.
More blocks on these are just strips.
Uh-huh.
Now I think this is the one, is these here. These are the ones that strip, but now it ain't coming on. It's some other mixed up. Like I say, just scraps.
Yeah. Huh. Isn't that nice? That's just in plain strips, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those big long stripes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those are nice. What's that one on top? Is that another? That looks like another courthouse
that's,
step.
Uh-huh.
That's very. Right. That seems to be your one of your favorites, isn't it?
No.
No.
Well, it's easy, kind of easy make.
Oh, it is. I
easy
see.
Going, especially with this heavy material. And this is you see, this is kind of botched up.
Oh, it's a red star. It's a big star, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Look at that. Isn't
now
that
that's the Lone Star is the other, but that was the first one I ever just made in a solid piece.
Is that right?
See,
yeah.
The other's made in little blocks, and you can see where I puckered it.
Yeah, yeah. I've never seen a plain red star quilt before.
Well, I just took it on my own.
To do that.
And
huh?
Just did that.
Huh.
I didn't have enough red for nothing else. You know, red material is hard to get. And I had this red, and I'd been had it a good while, and I didn't have enough of it. Looked like fun, nothing else. I said, I see, can I make one star out of that? And so that's what I done. But it is kind of puckery.
Ah, it's good. It looks pretty to me. That's beautiful. Well, those are real handsome. Real handsome.
This is just a block. And you take by the time I subtract enough quilts for my bed, then I ain't gonna have too many quilts.
Look at that. That's great. That's a block quilt now.
Yes.
What you call a block quilt.
Uh-huh.
And do you have any you call string quilts?
I had one string quilt, and yeah. I let Mr. Quilo have
oh,
that.
Oh, he took that.
Uh-huh.
I see. I see. Uh-huh. Well, that's real handsome.
And I got, I got one other top, but I ain't got it finished, started. But that was the first string quilt I ever made.
Oh, is that
now,
right?
Now, these changes to me, because I had to cut paper, you know, put them on paper. I couldn't make it just dry long, so I had to sew them on paper. And so that was the only one I had ever made is the one I let him have.
Let him take, huh?
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Huh, well, that's interesting. Huh.
Well, you know I must be going out of business. Let him have. See, I don't have these patterns no more than some of my mother's quilts and things like that. That's where I get my patterns.
Yeah.
And I ordered a book once, and I never did get the right type of book. So I just sit down and just study me up some. Now, you know, you don't have to have no pattern for these.
Mm-hmm.
These scraps sometimes be given to me, and I just sit down and sew what, you know, the way I have my scrap.
Do you have any of those older quilts that your mother did that I could look at?
Thank you. Yes. This is one she did, and this is one she did. I hate to let you look at them because they're dirty.
Oh, no, that's no problem.
And see what kind of line.
Yeah,
she
look
had.
At that. That's wonderful. Now, what did she fill hers with? That looks like it's filled with cotton batting.
Cotton. Now, see, she used straight cotton, and she quilted.
Yeah.
But now I don't even know what this quilt is called. I tried this, but I made a failure on this.
Is that right? You tried it. You don't know what it's called?
No.
Now, I see some of this is faded. Did she used to dye her fabric?
I faded it.
You
when
did?
I washed it. I faded this quilt when I washed it because it was real dirty. And when I washed it, I faded it.
Isn't that
but
interesting?
Now, see,
that's an interesting
see,
pattern.
Now, my mother could do some good making quilt. But you know how he is, children don't fool with it after the old folks is dead. Then we started, she give all of us, there's 10 of us, and she give all of us about 5 quilts apiece. And so that's what we do sometimes, take these quilts, what she made, and get us a pattern off of that.
But now I tried this, but I couldn't do that with this.
Is that right? That looks like a complicated pattern.
It is.
I've never seen it before. Yeah, that's a nice one. That's a nice one.
This is I don't even know what this is. Just a little block, all I know.
Huh, you don't know what that's called either.
Uh-uh.
Huh. Well, now these seem real heavy, don't they?
Well,
they
it is pretty heavy.
Yeah. Huh. But that's just a block one. You don't know what the
I don't know what the
name of that one would be.
Well, I don't think she had names for them, because like I say, what we were doing was just out of the clear blue sky, because we didn't have no books.
Yeah.
And we didn't buy no, weren't able to buy no books.
Oh, those are real handsome.
And so she would sit on and just make tops. Now, she really could make some fancy looking tops, but see, we didn't know what it was called.
Any others that she made? You said do you have her courthouse step one that she made?
No, she didn't make one of them.
Oh.
She just showed me how.
Ah, I see, I see.
So I believe that about gets them.
Well, those are real handsome. You have a handsome collection of quilts here. Real handsome.
Well, like I say, time I get four quilts to the bed. There's 16 quilts. Just for my cup. And if I have any extra company, well, I have to let that out. Well, see, it takes a few more.
Yeah, I understand.
So I didn't, like I told Mr. Quillo, I didn't quilt to sell. I quilt to take care of our family. Because we weren't able to buy blankets, because every once in a while the children, since they got up and got grown and whatnot, they'll buy me a blanket. But did you know I ain't never bought a blanket?
Is that right?
I had never bought a blanket. I always used quilts.
Huh. Well, that's nice. That's good. So you always made them for your own use, huh?
Yes.
How many would you say you used to make a year?
Ooh, I couldn't make many, because I wasn't able to get the material. It just now got to the place that I can get scrap. I could have made a lot of quilts. We was on the farm, and you know how farmers were. Get just enough quilts for my bed, for my family, and that was it. Because I wouldn't have time to do, I don't quilt in the summer. I mostly quilt in the winter. Well, you know, we worked when we was on the farm all the summer and part of the winter. And so we never had time to do no quilting, but I blessed the quilt enough for my family to keep them warm. And see, since my children has got grown and got out, I still look forward to giving them quilts. See, I make them and give ride with them. And so the first selling I done of Mr. Quayle.
Is that right? That's interesting. That's good. That's very good. When you quilted at home, did you quilt in a group often, or did you quilt by yourself?
Me and my mother.
Just you and your mother would do
it. Or maybe my sister would come,
mm-hmm.
and we quilted like that. We didn't ever quilt in no group.
How long would it take you to do a quilt?
Well, now, if you didn't have nothing else to do and had that quilt up, you can do one in a day. But now you can tack by two. Like I said, I have tacked three, but that was extra. That was me not having nothing to do but tack and have them already ready. But now you quilt about one a day, and you're going on pretty good.
Yeah, that's true. That's real true. So you've never tried a pattern like this one, the squares with the diamonds in, huh?
I haven't never tried. She give us five quilts, every one of us.
Are these two of them?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Where are the other three? What happened to them?
I don't know. It might be here somewhere. This might be one. Uh-huh. See these old cotton. Uh-huh. Sack lining and whatnot.
Can I see that? Can we see this one?
But still, I holds to them, you know, on the kind of she quilted them and give them to them.
Hmm.
Now this little one is thin. See, it's just pieces.
Is that right? Yeah, look at that. Isn't that interesting? Hmm. Yeah, it's just pieces put together, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Now see his quilt, and you can tell that we didn't do no fancy quilting, because you can see the knots.
Yeah. Yeah, I see the quilt sometimes goes this way, uh-huh. And then sometimes it goes this way. This one goes in a circle over here.
Yeah.
That means somebody different did it?
A lot of people quilt. Well, I do it. Sometimes I make a ring. Then again, I just come to them.
And the same quilt, though, huh?
Yeah.
Is that right? I didn't know that. Hmm.
Like I said, we never done no fancy. Now, my mother could do some fancy quilting, because she have quilted by the block, by the square, but I haven't never.
Hmm. So you think some of this doesn't feel like flour sack material?
Well, all of it ain't flour sack material. Yeah. This is some of her material. I don't know where she got some, but you see this in line, and this sack line, it was dyed.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Yeah.
See, we couldn't get the material. A person know how to do a thing, but still, if he ain't able to get the material, he just have to use what he has.
That's right.
Now, you see these two different kind of sacks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you can get the reins out of it, sometimes you can't.
That's right.
But the dye didn't cover it up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So we come up poor, working for our living. Not stealing, not swindling, using what we have.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Good.
And there was 10 of us, 5 boys and 5 girls. My mother would sit down and scuffle, and she couldn't get the scraps like we can get now. Because first one another, if you know people that do sewing, plenty of time they give you scraps to get them out of the way. But along when we was coming on children, they didn't do that, because none of them didn't get a whole lot. But she always strived to keep us warm in the winter. And so she taught us to do it too. And so that's what we do.
Hmm. Hmm. Well, that's interesting, yeah. That's real interesting. Do you have any more of her quilts? Let's see, we got 3 out now. There should be 2 more.
I don't know right exactly where the ears now, and I expect you're so dirty I wouldn't want to show them to you. Because I used them. I always liked to use her quilts more than I did the rest, because it was old. Our old quilt sleeps better than a new one.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Sleep. These more, they lay closer to you.
Huh. More so than a new one?
Yeah.
Is that because of the fabrics in it, or?
Well, it's a lot in the fabric. And then there's a lot in. You take an old dress or anything, when you wear it so long, it's cooler than a new piece.
Mm-hmm. I see. So this just sort of sticks to your body a little better than than an old one.
It'll lay
than a new
there.
One does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, those are real nice. You've got yourself a nice bundle of treasures from your mother.
Well. She always scuffle, look like to take care of her little chicks.
Is that right?
And so I do the same thing for mine.
Yeah. Yeah, you made a number of quilts for them already, huh?
Yes, I vied with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Very good. So do you think you'll keep on doing the quilting?
No. I don't think I will, because my eyes ain't as good. My eyes is failing me, and I don't have the material. And like I say, Beck Hudson, where I used to get sale prices online, these gone out of business. And so you know Uncle Sam don't give us enough
just get by with.
Yeah.
And you got to be particular, yes, you won't get by. So when I use the little material that I have, unless I run up on some good bargains, sales and things like that, I know I won't do much as I once have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, my husband is, like I say, after he got in where he couldn't go out, well, sick, and my mother was sick too, I done my biggest quilting then. That's been 6 years.
So you've been doing most of your quilting for the last 6 years?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, because long as my children was home going to school and whatnot, I didn't have time to sit down. I was always trying to work to help them through school and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. So now when you do your quilting, you sort of go back and look at some of your mother's old quilts and use her patterns.
Well, that's what I use the most, her pattern.
What's your favorite one of her patterns?
Is the coat house doorstep.
Is that right? Uh-huh. Why is that?
I don't know. It's just easier. That was the first one I think she showed me how to make, and I can make it by heart. See, I don't have to have no pattern or nothing. I can make it by heart. But I'd rather make it in either something like this yarn. This is easy to make.
Yeah, the block quilt.
Yeah. But these others is kind of tedious.
Yeah, I can understand. What were some other patterns you remember her making besides the courthouse doorsteps?
Well, I don't know. There's not so many little fancy ones she ever made. She just mostly made plain quilt. She didn't do all that much fancy making.
She makes strip quilts mainly and the string quilts mainly.
Yeah. And all the time now, I've tried to make the string quilt, but I let Mr. Quilo have the first one and the only one I made. I just wanted to make it. I have tried to make them, but I couldn't. I couldn't sew on paper, some way or another, on my fingers especially. I had to get to the machine to sew on paper to make the string quilt. And I started 2 or 3 times not to let him have it, only kind of, that was the only one I had. And the only one, I said, well, go day and come day.
Well, that's interesting. When you did your string quilt, did you put a strip in between the blocks, or did you just sew all the blocks together?
Seemed like to me I don't forget. I think I sewed the block together. Now, you don't have to strip quilt unless you just want to. Most of the time, people strip quilt is because they don't want to make blocks no larger. See, you can make blocks large enough to not put no strip in. But when you make so many blocks, you get kind of bored. You are mostly stripping.
Oh, I see.
And a lot of the patterns, I guess, call for stripping. But I always strip because I was tired of making the blocks.
And what do you mean by stripping them? You mean the strip that goes in between the blocks?
Yeah, like you make a block. Now, just like this block is made. Well, you can just join this in whole quilt. You can make the whole quilt out of block. But when you make so many blocks, you get tired of sewing blocks together. Then you put your wide stripping in it.
And that
helps you out in making your blocks.
So that's a strip quilt then, when you put the strips in between?
Yeah.
That's stripping it?
Well, yeah, that's what you call stripping it.
I see.
But I strip it because I'd be tired of making blocks.
I understand what you're saying.
Now, it take you a long time to make, well, this ain't the block, but I could make this. I've tried this, but that was too much for me. I could never get it right. But you take these little blocks here. Now, it'll take you a long time to make enough blocks to make a top.
Now, would these be called the strips in between?
Yeah. These got strips in between them. That helps you out.
Yeah.
And sometimes it makes your quilt look prettier.
Yeah.
To put this stripping in between it. But when you make a whole lot of little blocks, you get tired. Because it takes a minute, a little bit of blocks to make a quilt.
I see. So the strips are mainly to make it a little easier to put the quilt together.
Yes.
And sometimes it makes it look prettier.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
What do you think makes a quilt pretty?
Well, I like the stripping. It's called the how it's made up. Now see, this quilt don't call for no stripping. You put this together like a wheel. But now see, I couldn't do it. I tried it, but I couldn't do that. But this is one of my mother's quilts.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I sit down and cut this pattern, and still, now this would be a pretty quilt, white, red, and green. But now I didn't have the white, and red, and green, and I just couldn't make it.
Yeah, yeah. But you think how the pattern, is that what makes it pretty, or is it the stripping?
Well, the pattern. Well, I see you couldn't put no stripping in here.
Yeah.
This is just solid. It ain't without any stripping.
Mm-hmm.
But now you see, my mother had different kind of material. She didn't have the whole green and red. She had to mix it up. Now what makes a quilt pretty? Two colors always makes a pretty quilt to me.
Is that right?
But now, not many people have the two colors. We mostly have to, like we is, just use what scraps we got.
Mm-hmm. So two colors and the pattern makes it pretty to you?
Yeah.
What about the quilting itself? Does that make it pretty?
No, I don't think it do. I wouldn't think it. I just seems to have it tack.
Uh-huh.
Is to have it quilted. But it take you much longer to quilt one than do to tack it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say, a quilt and a hole up long and tacking, but tacking a hole up pretty good. Because I've tried tacking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so, you working, I don't care which way you do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you working. You ain't just playing along.
That's for sure. Yeah, I can understand that.
Whenever you get out and quilt more, that's the reason I left away from quilting when I learned how to tack.
Uh-huh. Because the quilting was just too much work for you,
yeah,
huh?
Just too much work.
Yeah.
And I think I done worked hard long enough, I try to find an easy way. Wait until I move myself out most and then went to hunt an easy way.
That's right, yeah, I can understand that. Yeah. Well, those are sure pretty. A lot of them are sure pretty. Now this, what would you call this? Just strips, would you say?
Just
that's just strips.
Just a quilt, just a plain quilt. And see, when you get to sitting down putting it together, you put it together which way you think it'll look nicer.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have no pattern to go by. You just map it out in your head.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah, that's pretty. Those are pretty. And how do you map out this courthouse steps one in your head?
The courthouse steps?
Yeah, how do you map out that in your head?
Well, it's kind of simple.
Mm-hmm.
See, you go so far this way. You put this first.
The square in the middle, the
uh-huh,
pattern one.
Uh-huh.
Do you always use a pattern one for that one?
Yeah, you always have to use something to start off by. Any color you want. Then you put one up here, then you got to come to the side. Every time, go to the end, come to the side, go to the end, come to the side.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, it's a nice one. How do you determine how far apart you're going to tack it? How far apart do you tack your quilts?
I just map it out, that's all. You can tack them close or you can tack them wide. I always tack them close so it won't break, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So fast.
What kind of thread do you use to tack them with?
Crochet and thread.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Huh.
And it is high. Ooh, it's high.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you can't use machine thread. It's too fine. You have to get some you can tie.
Mm-hmm.
And then the sum is too large. You just got a special
kind of thread you use.
And then what kind of lining did you use for this one?
Just any kind of lining I have. Any kind of material I have is what I use for lining.
Uh-huh. And then what did you do? You just sewed this on, huh? Around the
uh-huh.
edge?
Hem it.
Hem it around the edge.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And what did you fill this one with?
Well, like I say, sometimes it's a little thin blanket. Sometimes it's a sheet or some material. I never fill them with cotton. I'm afraid cotton will blow loose.
Yeah, well, that's real interesting. Well, I appreciate you showing me all of these. They're very handsome quilts. You have a nice collection, both yours and your mother's.
Well, I don't think it's nothing fancy, the quilts, because we ain't never just got on to fancy work. Because you know how, when you're working for yourself, you don't take a whole lot of pain with it like you would if you're working for somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, you still did a nice job on it, I think.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. They look real nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me shut this off.
When I made this black and red, that was all the scraps I had, just black and red. Everybody wanted that quilt.
Is that right?
And so that's what started me to making the coat house doorstep with black. But I just didn't think black would do nothing. But my daughter liked it so good till everybody picked that quilt.
Is that right?
And then I started making more of the coat house doorstep.
Oh, so you've made several of these kinds, huh?
I made several.
Well, how come your daughter didn't get this one? You were making it for her?
No, I made it since I left one up there. She got the one I made up there.
I see.
And I made this since I come home.
I see. So you were up there and you just got lonesome and started making a quilt, huh?
Yeah, I sit on and sew. In fact, about it, I took some of their old pants, what they had, throw them away while there's wool, you know, in here.
Yeah.
These big old flare leg. And I made one or two quilts out of that.
Is that right? Yeah. Huh. Where was this where you were visiting again?
Detroit.
In Detroit.
Uh-huh.
And your family was up there.
Yeah, I got children in Detroit and some in Connecticut, too.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
So how many of these patterns have you made now, then? Since everyone liked it so much.
I don't know, but I didn't make, but I made two, I think, up there. And I made these, what I got here, I made them since I've been back. Well, I think I let Mr. Quilo have one. And that, I just got two.
Now that one looks quite different from this one.
Well, it is. Every one, mostly. Every one is made up just a little bit different.
Uh-huh, why is that?
It's different colors. But see, each one got the same little block.
Yeah, to begin with.
Uh-huh.
Right. Now this one looks like the strips are bigger than this one.
Well, sometimes it is.
Is that right?
Sometimes, because, see, I don't have no special size for the strips. I just tear them or cut them.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're larger and sometimes they're smaller. Sometimes my scraps is already in little strips. And you got to go by that. And sometimes you have enough that you cut your pieces. And so that's reading the various. Now you see, these is two different colors to this quilt. But you have to mix it up sometime to get your quilt. You don't have enough of one. Maybe you just mix you some up.
So sometimes the fabric already comes to you in strips, so you just sort of use that size strips, huh?
Yeah, that's what you kind of do.
And so do you put, let's see, do you always put two bands of color around the outside edge? Or
you don't put no certain amount. You put a amount to make it wide as you want it. Like I say, when you get through making your block, get tired of making your block, or get used what you got making your block. Now see, you could make at least another line if you would. Then you wouldn't have to put but probably just one little stripping around it. But if you ain't got enough block, then you put enough strip in to make it wide enough.
I see. I understand. Now, how would your mother quilt these? If your mother used to do this quilting, how would she quilt them?
Oh, you quilt. When you make the top, you quilt just like you tack.
Yeah. But how? What pattern would she follow for the quilting on something like this?
Like I say, we didn't go by no pattern.
Uh-huh.
We just, if she always made round shells, mostly.
Okay.
She always, and I always made kind of square.
Ah, I see. So now, even with this pattern, she'd do the round shell,
oh, yeah,
like.
Okay. Yeah. Now, she have told us how she have quilted for other people by the block. But I ain't never done. Because, see, I ain't never quilted for nobody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand.
Now, I just quilted mine the same way all the time. Just quilted round. Then sometime I just reach out and bring it to me. Just convenient as way it would.
So sometimes you'd go straight and sometimes round and just however.
But you got to get your something to go by.
Mm-hmm.
You got to come out maybe like this, and then you can just come straight across if you want. Or either you can still go round.
Yeah, I see. So sometimes you'd go round a little bit just to get an area, and then you'd go straight down.
Then you can go straight down. But my mother mostly carried her round all the time.
All round all the time.
This is time, but I just come straight.
Now that's real interesting. Real interesting. So you think you're going to make a lot more of these courthouse door steps?
I doubt it.
Why is that?
Well, I don't have the, like I said, I can't see as good as I, my eyes give me more trouble now than they did back then. And see, I'd work a lot at night. And so now I can't only thread my needle at night. So I could make some more, but this time of the year, I don't never do no quilting hard. I mostly wait till winter to get cool.
Yeah, it's too hot to do any quilting now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. Okay. Well, thank you again.